Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a little tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Amazon is launching its own skincare line. Bully is an in-house brand that will sell moisturizers, eye cream, facial wipes, and spot treatments, ranging in price from $9 to $40. The products, which have not been tested on animals, are stored in completely recyclable cartons and bottles made from recycled resin. As Engadget notes, Amazon isn't including its own name in the brand's title, perhaps because it doesn't want customers associating their beauty regimens too closely with the company that make your Echo speaker. According to TGI, a subscription business, Amazon has 138 private labels at the moment. The White House launched a new website called AI.gov. The website is part of a larger strategy outlined in the American AI Initiative, an executive order signed by President Trump in February. AI.gov will act as a hub for AI projects across the various federal agencies, policy initiatives related to the technology, and resources such as fact sheets, strategic documents, and agency programs. NVIDIA released its Clara AI Toolkit, which includes 13 pre-trained models for radiology. The Clara biomedical platform was unveiled at last year's GTC conference, and the toolkit contains not just the pre-trained models, but also the capability to create and share new models. The Clara SDK includes data ingestions, a pipeline manager, sample workflows, and the ability to monitor progress and view results. Apple unveiled the second generation of its wireless AirPods. The headphones will come with a convenient Hey Siri feature, which will allow users to call on Siri to change songs, make a call, or adjust the volume. The headphones, which look much the same as the originals, will also offer 50% more talk time and better battery life, Apple said. The Wall Street Journal will publish via Apple's coming subscription news service, according to sources for the New York Times. The Times, the Washington Post, and other major publishers have rejected the terms, which reportedly give Apple 50% of revenue and require publishers to provide unlimited access to all content. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.